Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how to make ordinary weeknight family dinners extraordinary, fun, and speedy. And today, I have special guests on Linda Letterman. And Linda is the owner of Balbusta's Secrets, where she teaches busy moms how to meal plan, how to prep, and how to cook with speed, and how to have fun doing all of it. So I'm so happy to have her on and to learn from her today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I would like to know right away, can you give us some quick hacks on how to get that dinner on the table quick? Because I know so many of us, we are busy, busy parents. And it just doesn't seem like there's time. You want to sit down, you want to cook a good meal. It's hard. So what kind of quick hacks do you have for us?
Well, in an ideal world, we'd all be meal planning, which is generally unrealistic for everybody. But there's a way to do it where you can still get food on the table fast. One thing is to do is know what you have on hand. Know what's in your pantry. Know what's in your refrigerator. Know what's in your freezer. Next thing to do is know how to use it. Another thing you can do is put your spices together. If you're going to be making tacos every Tuesday, because you like to do that, keep all your taco spices in one spot. And then you can put them in like a plastic bin. And then when you go to make your meal, you just take out the bin. You're not going through your spice drawers and frantically searching, where did I put that garlic? You can be organized. You can make spice rubs in advance. So you can maybe have a spice blend, a taco blend that you already have. You can learn how to do sheet pan cooking, which generally you put the food on a sheet pan with your vegetables, pop it in the oven for 15, 20 minutes, your dinner is done. You can do batch cooking, which means you cook more than what you need so you can repurpose it for another meal. For instance, let's say I wanted to make Asian meatballs, which sounds really exotic, but it probably takes 15 minutes from start to finish. So I can make Asian meatballs and I bake them in the oven because I don't like making a mess. And I can put them on, let's say, rice noodles or pad thai noodles with a peanut sauce one day. The next night, I can crumble it up and put it in a lettuce leaf with some hoisin sauce and maybe bok choy. Well, I'm not recooking the whole meal again. I've just saved a tremendous time because my kids aren't complaining it's leftover because it looks different, it tastes different, and they have a whole new meal the next day.
My kids, they're not a big fan of leftovers. It seems like I'm always tossing that food out. Do you have any suggestions for that? Because like, I love the one you gave. Any more for us?
Because sure, I'll give you a real easy one. I'll give you a real easy one. And your kids are going to love this one. So let's say you're making rice as your side dish one night. The secret to reusing rice is, in order to make fried rice, you need day-old rice. So if you make twice as much rice, by the time you need it, the next day or 2 days later, it's already made and it's ready to be made into fried rice real easy. So you can do that. And let's say you roast a chicken one night. Well, you can slice it up into small pieces or dice it up, put it on fried rice a couple of days later, and now you have your meal and all your main ingredients were already cooked 2 days ago.
We also have picky eaters, little kids that are super picky and they just bring mealtime down because they'll look at the food, they'll poke at it with their fork, and they're gonna what's this? And I got peas, and you know I hate peas. And any advice for how to hide some of these vegetables? Or
you know, I wouldn't hide them. I wouldn't hide them because I want kids to actually like what they're eating and know that they can go to that in the future on their own as they get older. They won't say, oh my God, I don't eat peas. And yes, they've been eating peas because you hid them. So I'd rather they know that they're eating peas. So there's a couple ways to do that. Engage them in your grocery shopping. You can go to a produce aisle and say, let's pick a vegetable that's purple and let's see what it tastes like. And let them pick out a purple vegetable. Maybe it's eggplant. Maybe it's purple cauliflower. Could be purple cabbage that you're going to put in a salad. So engage them in the process. Or you go to a farmer's market and say, let's try something we've never tried before. Let's ask the farmer how to make this and maybe you can help me make it. And once they get engaged in the process, they're more willing to try it. So I don't know if you've heard of Alice Waters. She was a very prominent woman I'm going to say in the 80s, I could be wrong in the decade, but she started growing gardens for restaurants. And they were so successful that she started growing them for school districts. And she had the kids help growing the vegetables. And she found that when kids were involved in the process, they ate vegetables like it was going out of style. And you really can do this with Beyond Vegetables. You can do it with a meat product or a new dish you want to do. You can say, kids, let's try a new ethnic cuisine today. I'm really, really tired of what I'm cooking. What do you want to do? Let's look at a map and pick a country and let's find something really, really easy that we can make. It'll be really, really fun.
I love this idea of getting the kids involved. I mean, anytime you do that in parenting, it's always just like a win-win. And kids are so much more cooperative when they can have a say and they feel like they have a choice instead of things just kind of thrown at them and say, eat it. You know,
it empowers them. It really empowers them.
A fun thing that I like to do with my kids sometimes in the summertime is we'll go to a farm and see and pick for ourselves. And those are really cool experiences that the kids, they don't forget. It's awesome.
Yep.
But let's move on to a little bit past the food, and because dinner or mealtime can be so much more than just eating. It's a great opportunity to really bond with your kids and talk to them, especially if you have teenagers, people, because if you make it a rule that there are no screens at the table when you're eating, as you should, that's my parenting advice for the day here.
I agree.
But it gives you an opportunity to talk. And I always tell my parents that I work with, you know, it doesn't even matter if you don't have anything to say. It, as long as the screens are not at the table, it gives the opportunity for your child to talk to you. And even having the opportunity to start up a conversation is way better than staring at a phone or an iPad or a television. But how do we get that conversation started?
Okay, there's so many things that you can do that are actually really fun. But the first piece of advice that I have is do not ask, how was your day? Did you learn anything in school? There are buzzkill right off the bat. And the kids don't want to respond to that. So I always taught my kids, if you're going to be entertaining or you're going to be having a play date, think about things in advance you can talk about and make the day fun or make your event fun. And I'm giving moms that, parents that same advice. Think about things in advance that you can talk about. So one of the things that I do is there's a silly holiday for absolutely every day of the year, not religious, but really silly. And if you know what might be that silly holiday for the day, you can make a conversation around it. So one example of that is April is National Poetry Month. So I announced to my family, when you come to the table tonight, bring a poem. Well, the groaning and the moaning was deafening. But I said, but you have to come to the table with a poem. And a poem could be anything. It could be a rap song. It could be a nursery rhyme. It could be a TV jingle for all I care. Just bring something to the table. So now the challenge was on. So my daughter brought a poem that basically said, I hate poetry. Fine, she tried. My son made some kind of silly rap song, and my husband made even a sillier one. But we all got started talking about, well, what is poetry and how do we communicate? And it was a new topic for dinner time. Another thing you could do is play an actual game. There's a game called Headbands where you put a band around your head. You can just use a card and you have to hold up the card. And let's say it's a picture of an apple. You have no idea what you're holding up, but everybody else at the table can see it. You have to guess what it is by asking questions. So now we're all talking and it becomes very fun. And you're laughing and your meal goes by and the kids who are picky eaters don't realize that they're having to eat food they don't like because they're enjoying the meal and they're more apt to eat the foods as well. Another thing you can do is if you have trivia cards, you know, whether it's Trivia Pursuit for older kids or card games, you know, trivia cards for young kids, play them at the table. You could do Mad Libs at the table. And that becomes really, really fun because kids of all ages can do something like that. What else can you do? We do round robin stories where you start a story and then your child continues where you left off and you go around the table till either the story gets finished or you want to start another one. Again, you'd be surprised what things can come out when your kids are getting creative and you'll see what they want to talk about. And it could be really silly. It could be sometimes bawdy, depending on how old your kids are. But you get them talking and you get them laughing. You could also do current events. At one point, I would say to my kids, all right, you got to read a newspaper once a week. You know, not the whole thing, but find a newspaper article that's interesting. Bring it to the table. You know, you can do all kinds of things depending on the age of your children.
I have a feeling that your child's going to be asking to even invite friends over for dinner because they're going to want to involve more people. They're going to have so much fun. They're going to want to show everybody else what a great time they're having with their family.
I will say that I have a teenage son who's just finished his first year in college, and he brought his girlfriend home. And I said, you know, she's going to stay for dinner. And I said, you have to tell her we play games at the table. And he said, I know we play games at the table. And here he is with his girlfriend, the first time she's meeting the family, playing a silly game that we call freeze brain. And she got into it and it broke the ice for everybody. And we laughed and we stayed at the table a whole lot longer than when the meal was done.
I love it. Anytime you can do that, that's real authentic connection with your children, which is exactly what we're looking for as a parent. Well, tell me, why are you so passionate about family and dinner time?
You know, it's such a big part of our lives. We all eat. We all have to feed our family. And it's really important to make the most of it. The studies show that families that eat together, and it doesn't have to be of every meal every day of the week, but families that generally sit down and have a meal together, the children are better adjusted, do better in school, are less likely to get involved in drugs, have better communication skills, better social skills. It's a win-win, and you get to sit down and actually have a great time, and you can make really wonderful memories. And that's part of your job as a parent, to give a thriving environment.
If people love what they're hearing right now from you, how can they reach out to get a hold of you for more?
Okay. I can be found at balaboostasecret.com. That's balaboostasecret.com. I'm on Facebook for Easy Weeknight Dinners for Busy Moms, where you'll see a lot of these tips. And you can also see me on Facebook at Balaboostas Secret.
And don't forget to check out what's on The Impactful Parent. Lots of free resources for your school-age child. All you have to do is go to theimpactfulparent.com and check that out. Oh, and before I forget, there is a freebie.
Yes, there is.
You are going to give the audience. Hooray! Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a little bit about everything I've talked tonight about and some more. It's called Quick Dinner Time Sanity Saving Tips. And in it, you'll find suggestions for what you should have in your pantry, your refrigerator, and freezer. Quick tips on how to get that dinner on the table fast, and a whole bunch of ideas on what you can talk about with your kids when you're at the table.
It's perfect. There you go, audience. Go and check that out. Then after you get your freebie, go to theimpactfulparent.com and get some more freebies from me and all of the resources that you can have for your school-age child. And until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.